The outgoing Bush administration has some changes and some non-changes to NSR. Meanwhile, the industry responds to leaked choices for the next president's environmental team. Today is December 12, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology.
EPA announced Wednesday it intends to finally issue its new approach for fugitive emissions under New Source Review, in the works since President Bush took office in 2001. The proposed rule will require consistent accounting for air emissions that are not released through a stack, vent, or other confined airstream. For example, fugitive emissions can escape from equipment leaks or evaporation. The revision requires facilities to account for fugitive emissions from major modifications to existing facilities the same way they account for fugitive emissions from major newly constructed facilities under the NSR program. Fugitive emissions would be included in determining whether a physical or operational change is a major modification only for industries designated through the previous Clean Air Act rulemakings. EPA on Wednesday backed off two major air initiatives, citing a White House order against, quote, midnight regulations, end quote, in the final 48 days of the presidency. The first was a change to NSR for power plants that would have calculated pollution using an hourly test rather than the current total measurement. The change met with complications after a court struck down the agency's Clean Air Interstate Rule, or CAIR, in July. The NSR changes would have worked in concert with CAIR requirements. The second was an attempt to make it easier for coal-fired power plants, refineries, and factories to be built near national parks. The rule change would have calculated releases over a one-year period rather than the current 3-hour and 24-hour periods. That rule came under fire in late November from a number of northeastern governors, including M. Jody Rell of Connecticut, who led a public charge against the proposed changes. EPA spokesman Jonathan Schrader indicated recently that both changes were close to becoming law, but noted Wednesday that the agency essentially ran out of time to get it done. Affected industries include electric services, petroleum refinery, industrial chemical products, and pulp and paper mills. Coming up, President-elect Obama has selected his environmental team with some familiar faces. Find out what a former EPA chief, a renowned physicist, a chemical engineer, and a California political operative have in store after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by RemTech Summit 09, the inaugural remediation summit dedicated to the vigorous exchange of ideas on environmental remediation science and technology. Learn about the latest cutting-edge developments within the environmental science and remediation field from the world's leading experts within the academia, regulatory, industry, and environmental consulting communities.
Early Thursday morning, the nation awoke to news that President-elect Obama had selected his environmental team, launching speculation as to what sorts of policies these four people would pretend for the future of environmental regulation. The greatest question surrounds the newly created role of Energy Czar, which will be filled by Clinton-era EPA chief Carol Browner. As of yet, it is unsure what Browner's job will be except for a rather vague description of the role as a coordinator. Will she simply serve as a conduit between energy and EPA, or direct policy for both agencies? According to an anonymous aide referenced in today's New York Times, the Obama team isn't sure itself. The next EPA administrator will be experienced bureaucrat Lisa Jackson. Jackson is viewed by many as a moderate pick. She has drawn praise from former EPA Administrator Christy Whitman and boos from some environmentalists. Stephen Chu, the physicist who captured an atom and enlisted the help of energy giant BP in fighting global warming, will serve as Energy Secretary. Nancy Sutley, a suave political operative who helped modernize Los Angeles buildings, will head Obama's White House Environmental Policy Council. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine, and I hope to see all of you in Atlanta for RemTech 09, and thank you for listening.
We invite you to join us on March 3rd through the 5th, 2009, in Atlanta, Georgia, for the inaugural RemTech Summit. Visit www.remtech09.com to learn more.